I don't know if it's true or not, but in the CBS broadcast, they're like, he actually talked with Hollywood technicians to get this right. Thought it was creepy looking.
Oh, well, I didn't see that take coming.
Yeah, why not? It was weird looking.
I thought you were going to talk about how awesome it was, and I thought you were going to do the thing that a lot of people did, which is like, that's so cool. If I had that type of money, I would spend it on that type of thing too, because I couldn't have hated it anymore, but that's just because I'm not... I just don't. I mean, it's not for me.
I think the mistake was the mask.
Well, like, what do you mean?
Well, I just, it looks like he's out of a bad Wayans Brothers movie.
Thought he looked like Sammy Sosa in many respects.
Okay. That's kind of another tributary there. Like, I just think it looked weird. Like, one, you can do the T2 thing if you just get something to put on the side of your head. Like, I don't know why Miles would cover his face. Miles is a good-looking dude. Why would you cover your face with some weird plastic thing? Like, we haven't made masks to the point where I can't tell that that's a fake mask and it looks kind of weird on you.
Like, okay.
Because it's almost too realistic while still looking fake.
Isn't that the point, though, right? Like, I mean, it's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, but I don't think it looked good. Am I just splitting hairs here for people?
Listen, it's such an old reference. I had to go back and like even Google what he was trying to do with the Terminator, because I'm not a Terminator guy. I was waiting for more of a, like, you to be surprised
that, like,
by
that. Was like,
are you a Terminator guy?
I mean, in the fact that I've seen every one of the movies, and I like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is that all this comes down to? Like, if you like Terminator, you probably like the costume, and if you didn't, then you probably didn't like the costume, because it's just... Why are you doing this old movie reference for Miles Garrett?
Well, that's kind of spot on. Miles is a bit of a antiquities dealer. Like, he loves Elton John. He loves things that were before his...
Yeah, he did
it's
a Stranger...
one of my favorite things about Miles.
He did the Stranger Things costume a couple years ago. Was that the Bengals game when they beat the Bengals on Halloween night? I think that was the Stranger Things costume that he did that
night.
He
was Vecna, right? For all those cool kids out there.
Yeah, I never did Stranger Things.
Yeah, you have no. When I said Vecna, the light went out in your eyes a little bit. You're just like,
I thought you had an aneurysm for a second. I didn't know what happened there.
Well, be a lot like that last read that I just did. Mac, you were trying to chime in there, bud.
No, when I first saw it, I obviously you thought of Terminator because of the one side, but it didn't look like Arnold to me. It almost looked like a ginger version of Sting the wrestler.
Okay, so yes.
It wasn't even Arnold.
I've been trying to dance around this. He looks like a cast member of the Wayans movie White Girls. That's what it looked like to me. And it was just so... I was
problematic
just,
movie in hindsight.
Not great. It is. By
that
the way,
one did not age well.
Also not a good movie. Like, the Wayans are so talented and so awesome, and that was so not funny in any way.
I never heard anyone be like, that's my favorite comedy of all time,
and
White Girls.
And it got worse with Little Man, where, I can't remember which Wayans brother it is, but he cosplays as a baby. That's a no for me, dog. That is a no. Like, that's too Rob Schneider. All right? You guys are too talented to go full Rob Schneider. You never go full Rob Schneider. He's not funny. He's just riding the coattails.
Pretty problematic person, if we're being honest about it. But that's
it's not great. But no, that's where I land.
It didn't age well. It didn't age well.
That's where. But I agree with your take on the defense, where I think, like, we're one or two. If I'm going to do this with Jameis, it's only fair. If I'm going to do the thing of, okay, well, Cal Hamilton dropped this interception. They dropped this interception. If I'm going to do that for the offense, I know that there are reasons why it happened. I don't think the defense played as well as the numbers say that they did.
I hated Daryl's answer. That's what I'll say.
What did you say again? I forgot.
It's Lamar Jackson and it's Derrick Henry, and so that's enough of a reason to explain almost 300 yards passing and averaging 6.5 yards per carry. It was 6.6 if we're getting really technical with it. Like, Derrick Henry could have ran all day. Like, I'm sorry. Well, I shouldn't be sorry. I'm happy that Harbaugh went bird brain on a lot of his decisions, including the direct snap to Mark Andrews on the fourth down play. Like, I'm happy that they continue to shoot themselves in the foot. Baltimore did. Why did he stop running the ball with Derrick Henry, though?
Because that's what coaches do now. The second you get behind at any point in the game, you just bail on running game. And I agree with you. It made no freaking sense. And it put Lamar... Man, I don't... Zay Flowers is a really good ball
player.
And
he had a good game.
When he catches the ball.
He had a good game.
Mark Andrews is not Mark Andrews anymore.
No, he's a shell of himself.
Likely's a nice player. But, like, look at everybody. Even Bateman. Like, he had the big catch there. And then he had the big drop in the middle of the field because the sun got in his eye or something. Man, can you imagine if you had given Lamar, like, Waddle and Hill? He'd throw for 500 yards a game.
Yeah. I mean,
he's getting the ball there consistently and down the field. And, like, So I actually understand the temptation now, which you wouldn't have done that 3 years ago with Lamar. You wouldn't have. You just would have kept running the ball, and you probably would have won the game anyways.
Well, but they've done that even, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? They did the same exact thing that they could have just done here?
Yeah, it feels like the Ravens are trying to dispel the narratives about their passing game and their quarterback when the narrative they should be dispelling is, can you win a Super Bowl? Right?
You're not going to be able to answer that until you get to the actual postseason if you're them. Because they did this last year, too. Remember last year? They beat up on, it was the Lions. They just absolutely demolished. They had a blowout game where they crushed the 49ers. Like, every really good team they took on, I think they finished with 8 games where they won against teams that were 500 or better. They're doing the same thing this year, too. The 5-game winning streak was littered with really good football teams. Doesn't matter till you get to the postseason.
Like, on one hand, I want to say, we only gave them 24 points, and Denzel was out, and JOK was out, and, you know, Miles was a factor in the way that when Miles is on the field, there's a gravity that takes him. But, I mean, everybody else really ate yesterday, and Miles was pretty quiet. He was still making an impact on the game because, again, you can't ignore him.
Ross Tucker, when he wasn't shouting you out, by the way, was very adamant to highlight the idea that Miles was pretty much a non-factor all day.
So, like, I want to just say, hey, who cares? It's one game. It's this, but with Denzel, not knowing when you can get him back, with JOK, everybody says he's okay. It's, you know, you just never know when it comes to neck or spinal issues. Okay can mean a lot of different things. Meaning, is he ready to play football this weekend? That I do think, you're getting to a point where you're hurt on defense now, probably is going to start to impact your ceiling, especially if Miles has more timid games.
I'm thinking more from the Denzel Ward perspective. Like, what are you going to do if you have to rely on Greg Newsome and MJ Emerson, who just continue to be liabilities week in, week out?
I'd still trade Greg. I'd still trade Jameis. Nothing has changed for me. If somebody's going to give you a second or third round pick for Greg,
I don't think that's happening.
Arizona,
anymore.
I don't know about that. Arizona's pretty needy, and Greg would immediately walk in.
Arizona's
as their
best. Got a really bad defense right now.
They do, and a lot of it is their cornerback room is just bubkiss.
They have a really bad defense.
Greg could walk in there and actually be a really good football player in that scheme. But
Packers were always the team that was kind of whispered around with Greg Newsome.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there a weird rumor? I think I can't tell if it was the fan in Milwaukee that started it.
We had one. It was last year we had one, and then we also had one a week ago. But last year we did the same thing. It was a Packers report with Newsome. I believe it was at the deadline too.
But this kind of goes back to the cynicism. I don't want to say cynicism. What I think is the reality of how to react to one game. It was so much fun. I'm not telling you to not enjoy it. But there's enough to be concerned with the defense. There's enough to be concerned with Jameis' style and how that when this goes wonky, it goes wonky. It's the whole team for me.
Yeah.
And I want it for them because, quite frankly, they deserve to be more than a 2-6 team. And a lot of those guys, I do feel some level of empathy, some more than others, about having to be saddled with Deshaun and every bit of fallout that came with that. In the same way, I feel empathy for fans for doing that. But that, the defense is the other half of the thing we haven't talked about.
And you lost two of your best players.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that's a real, I think that's another thing that says, okay, let's do it again. We do it again, getting by with this defense and the offense is maybe carrying their weight. The more that happens, the more I can get confident.
Well, so if Herbert throws for 300 yards, are we just going to have Darrell saying, well, it was Justin Herbert, so he throws for 300 yards?
No. This is the downside of today's, what I would say is an overreaction to the win, which is...
Well, the problem is that we can't talk about anything from the actual football game because everyone just says, oh, it's a win and that's all that matters. I can make a legitimate argument that I didn't know that Stefanski should have... I mean, it worked out for him, kicking the field goal. But kicking the field goal late in the game instead of going for it on that fourth down play, I don't know that that was the right football move. I don't know that was the right call in that scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're going on individual stuff like that is. I do think that if I'm to believe people that think Stefanski has lost his confidence, he's lost his fastball, Deshaun has sapped him of his essential energy, I would imagine that just getting that win for people who feel like Stefanski is back. I feel like that should be enough.
But that's the. I think that's part of this whole equation, though, is that like today has been a day of, well, they got the win, and so every time we try to go down any sort of path, it's like it just like the whole entire game almost gets erased unless it's a positive, which I'm fine with because, as you know, I'm like Captain Positive today.
I was going to say, I believe you jammed me up with positivity all day, making me look like a hater.
I'm like a Care Bear right now, okay? Like, all I am is just positive about this Browns team. Jonathan Homer is what they call me in between the breaks. I don't know if you got the memo.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing?
That is not a thing.
Good old Homer Peterlin back at it again.
No, I don't think that
just
works
either.
Just
out there spitting out these Homer takes.
Homer Peterlin played for the Cincinnati Redlegs in 1891. He's not co-hosting with me right now. 216-474-0092. We'll ask you just straight up. Any concern with where the defense is given, okay, they only gave up 24 points. A lot of yards to Lamar. A lot of yards to Derrick Henry, and obviously the two big injuries. One segment to go, and the thing that we are all too rich in this country to be doing, still doing, in fact, that's next on 92.3 The Fan.